Praise God. You can comfortably take your seats all around the world as well, and even in this place. God is faithful. If you're still receiving, please don't rush. Let the Holy Ghost touch you. Let the Lord do what He needs to do. Praise God forevermore. I want you to turn in your Bibles, if you have your Bibles, quickly. And I'll tell the guys when we can put the screen on, but I want to read this to you. Because every single one of us in our lives as believers will face this in our lives. You see, in the Garden of Eve, in the Garden of Eden, what was interesting was this. When the serpent came in, the serpent simply asked Eve, "Did God say?" and planted a seed of doubt. And as Bande was speaking about the seed and the perpetuity of that seed, how it perpetuates itself, how it begins to speak into the future, the Lord gave me a word, and it stirred my faith, because I was thinking to myself, you know what, Lord, this is a strong word. This is a really strong word. But the thing is this, I'm speaking to strong people tonight. I'm speaking to strong people who know the Lord and shall see and do great and mighty exploits for His kingdom. Are there any strong people in this place and watching all around the nations of the world? Strong in the Lord. I can do all things through Christ who gives me strength. I'm strong in the Lord. 1 Corinthians chapter 2 verse 2. Paul writes and he says this. "For I determined not to know anything among you except Jesus Christ and Him crucified." I have determined to know nothing except Jesus Christ and Him crucified. The thing is this, in retrospect or in hindsight, we can look at this and say, but Jesus Christ is not just crucified any longer. He's not crucified anymore. He's alive and well. That was your cue to shout that Jesus is alive. Hallelujah. And you know, the beauty is this, is that we can get to know Him today. Look at someone next to you and shout, "If you know, you know." You can get the screens on there, right there. If you know, you know. Look at someone on the other side and say, "If you know, you know." If you know, you know. There we go. If you know, you know. Look at someone else next to you and shout, "If you know, you know." Put it in the chat right now. If you know, you know. You see, when you know who you are in Christ and you know God, let me tell you, the world is filled with half-truths. The world is filled with everything that you should be doing, that you should know. But catch this, there are many things that we should know, and there are many things that I could know. But I choose to know Christ and Him crucified and Him being alive and well today. Are there any people that know their God in this place? Amen. I'm not convinced that you know God. Anybody know God in this place? Say it again. If you know, you know. And what you don't know, you will know. If you know, you know, and what you don't know, you will know today. See, what you didn't know today about the Word of God, I truly believe that as you hear this Word today, you'll be supernaturally empowered to know what you are truly and who you've been truly created to be. See, I want you to write this down quickly. And I've got a few moments and I need to get through this because I cannot stress this word to you. If you know, you know. Write that down. If you know, you know. Make it personal. If I know, I know. No one can take what you know away from you. No one can take away something that you know you've experienced. No one can take away an encounter that you just had with the Most High God. You see, once you've encountered God and you've encountered the true and living God, people can come to you and say, "You know, it was just fake. Maybe it was your feelings. Maybe you had like some goosebumps. Wow. Maybe it was just a moment." No one can take something away from you that you have experienced. But the thing is this. Have you experienced the true and living God? Or have you experienced a perspective of Him? Have you experienced someone else's idea of Him? Do you truly know God? You see, your private dedication to Christ, and I mentioned this to Sino, it's interesting, I put this in my notes, but I felt as I was releasing that word to you to release this. Your private dedication to Christ always precedes public demonstration. See, Jesus, the Bible says that He often withdrew to do what? To know God, to know His Father. But you could say, but Jade, He's the triune God, Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Jesus knew God. But catch this. Why did Jesus have to go away? Why did Jesus have to separate himself? Why did Jesus have to take moments of constant separation to get to know the Father? How much more for you and for me? See, the Bible says this in Romans chapter 12, verses 1 and 2, for us not to be conformed to the patterns of this world. You see, if you know, you know. This is the thing. If you know more of the patterns of this world, do you truly know what the Bible says about what you should be doing in this hour? Or do you know more of the world? Are you more concerned about your brand on Instagram? What have you determined today? And I need you to ask yourself this question. What have you determined today to know more than God? What have you determined today to know more than God in your life? Is it your feelings? Is it your preferences? Have you determined to know more about yourself than know about God? Because here's the thing. Every single one of us watching right now, even in this place, God wants to know you. The Bible says that if you draw near unto Him, He will draw near unto you. But the thing is this. Are you willing to say, you know what? I refuse to be moved by my preferences. I refuse to be moved by what I know. I refuse to be moved by what I think I know. And I be moved by what I know. And I know you because you're the one true living God. If you'd only catch what I'm saying tonight, because I need you to realize this. That in this hour, it's not about knowing about God. It's not about someone else's understanding of God. It's about you encountering the true and living God. That scripture again, 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 2. Paul writes and he says, for I'm determined not to know anything among you except Jesus Christ and Him crucified. When I was preparing for this, I felt it jump into my spirit, and I need you to catch this. Not knowing God is a sin even the devil didn't commit. Not knowing God is a sin even the devil himself did not commit. Catch this. When Jesus encountered the devil, and some of you are like, you know, the devil came to my house the other day. The devil himself, you, came to you, to your house. Wow, you're a great person. The devil himself encounters Jesus. And what does Jesus say? Oh, look here, man. No, Jesus says this. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. Shout if you know, you know. You see, you need to know the truth, because it's only the truth that you know that'll set you free. See, in that moment, Jesus could have summoned all of heaven. But He knew what was His. He knew who He was. He knew who He was created to be. And He knew the victory. He knew the victory. Do any people know the victory in this place today? Are there any victorious people in this place today? See, I don't know what may have happened to you. I don't know what the devil has done to your family. But I want you to know today, if you know, you know that Christ in you is the hope of glory. If you know that you know that through Christ, I can do all things. The Bible doesn't say through Christ, I can do some things. The Bible doesn't say through Christ, I might do some things. Through Christ, who gives me strength, I can do all things. Everybody say all things. If you know, you know. You know, I was speaking to someone this week, and they were telling me, you know, Jade, I've been going through the most, and I just feel like I'm just in such a place of uncertainty. You see, never let a moment of uncertainty rob you of a lifetime of certain purpose in Christ. There are many times that you'll face uncertainty in your life. That's a reality. It's part of life. In this world, you'll have trials and tribulation. But what? Be of good cheer, because Jesus has overcome, therefore I overcome. So the reality is this. My outcome of my life is predetermined. What does predetermined mean? When I choose to go to Johannesburg, whether I get on a bus, a plane, a train, teleport. Come on, man. We're moving in new levels here. Praise God. I have a predetermined destination. You see, as believers, if you know, you know, you have a predetermined destination. And that destination is victory and to victory. Glory to glory. Strength to strength. Shout out, say this after me. I'm not going backwards. I'm moving forward. You see, you can only move forward in what you know. There are many facts out there. There's lots of facts being spewed right now. There's lots of facts. It's a fact you may not want it to be here tonight. It's a fact the groove is waiting for you.
But the truth is this, you've chosen to be in this place honoring God. Your truth is, the Bible says that whom the Son sets free is free indeed. The truth says that I can do all things through Christ who gives me strength. But you see, what you don't know, you don't know. Many times we're trying to deal with battles with stuff that we don't actually know. But you know that Jesus said, what did Jesus say? You know, but the Bible says that, you know, I found myself in this situation as well. I was like, what does the Bible say about that thing? The devil will harass your mind. But the Bible said, but. The devil will even get you to say, but. You look back, think about Adam and Eve in the perfect environment. The serpent comes in. I mean, just look him slithering on the floor. Yeah. So someone did some sound effects there for me. Comes in. Simply ask three words. Did God say? Next thing, Eve is chowing the apple. My goodness. Eve. They were in the perfect environment. Maybe you find yourself right now, everything has been given to you. You have everything you need and more. But the devil within everything you need and more is asking you, did God say? Did God say that you really have a purpose? Did God say that you can do all things through Christ? Did God say that you can really be healed? You see, if you know that you know that you know, it doesn't matter what the devil tries to throw at you, what doubt he tries to bring into your mind, what doubt he tries to bring into your heart. I know Jesus died a very public death. He didn't die behind the scenes. Therefore, I'm not going to be behind the scenes. I'm going to be open and bold because I know that I know. Shout, if you know, you know. See, Romans 4:21, the Bible says this. Paul writes and he speaks about Abraham and he says, and being fully persuaded. Are there any fully persuaded people in this place today that are fully persuaded? You know that you know. You're fully persuaded. You're fully convinced. You know when someone's your girlfriend, you're like, aight. Now, maybe not in this day and age. I'm a bit concerned, you know. You know when my wife is my wife, I know that I know she's my wife. My one and only wife. Praise God. You understand what I'm saying? I know that I know. You see, when you know that you know, it doesn't matter what the enemy comes and says to you, did God say? Because you know that you know. But again, if you don't know, you're in trouble. Romans 4:21, the Bible says, and being fully persuaded that what he had promised, he was able to perform. See, what I need you to recognize is this. Everything the devil is doing, everything the devil is suggesting, everything the devil is saying is still subject to what God already said. But do you know it? Everything the devil is saying, everything the devil will say is subject to what has already been said about you in the Word. But do you know it? Many times we are saying, but you know, God said this about me. What did God say? But you don't know, but you're saying these things. The devil knows the Word. So now he comes to you to try and harass you. You know, the devil will get you to pray about things that you should be praising about. I love that Pastor Now shared this past Sunday. Man, some of you have been praying. You've been praying speed tongues. Flinging oil all over you, oily Christian. Slipping on the oil, anointing oil. You are praying speed tongues. The devil got you praying about things you should be praising about. I want you to get up on your feet right now and begin to praise God for 10 good seconds. Because I tell you what, I know that I know. I'm no longer going to pray. I'm praising now. Hallelujah. Shout the victory. Shout the victory. Shout the victory. Hey! Hey! If you know, you know. Look at someone next to you. If you know, you know. Put it in the chat. If you know, you know. Hey, hallelujah. Now you could say, Jade, how do you know God? Sit down quickly. Take these notes. Put them down. Take them down. If you don't take notes, you'll never be taken note of. Side note, don't seek to be known. Seek to know, and everyone will get to know you. Don't seek to be known. Seek to know God, and everyone will get to know you. You know, there was one thing before ministry, I was a nobody. Trying to tell everybody about somebody. I was a nobody. But let me tell you, when I got to know God, I get to harass the devil on 3 continents at once, and I get to tell him he is defeated and under my feet. Hey! Hey! Glory! If you know, you know. Look at someone next to you and say it again. If you know, you know. Praise God. Know God by the word. Write that down. The first one is the word of God. You will never know God apart from his word. You know why? He is his word. In the beginning was the word. The word was with God and the word was God. How can you know God apart from his word? Today, catch this. One of the beauties is this, is that we have access to who he truly is in print. So now when I open up that word and I crack it open, I always have open doors. Open Bibles always equal open doors. You're praying for an open door? Open your Bible. The Bible says that you shall hear a voice behind you saying, this is the way, walk ye in it. If you know, you know. How much word do you have on the inside of you? If I were to say right now, quote 10 scriptures. I was able to do all things through Christ. My God supplied all my needs. You're past tensing scriptures when actually today the Bible says that my God shall supply all my needs. I can do all things through Christ. The first one to know God is by the word of God. As I've mentioned before, you can never separate the two. You can never separate God from his word. The second one is this, and I tend to struggle with this one, not necessarily prayer, but the fasting part. I don't know if I'm the only one that's in this place, but prayer and fasting, not playing and feasting. Too many of us are playing and feasting, and we wonder why we are still in the same place. You're gaining weight in the same place, not spiritual weight. Now you are slow in the spirit when we are called to be running for the Most High God. You're weighing yourself down. Fasting and praying, it's not a suggestion. The Bible says when you fast and when you pray. This is not a suggestion, it's a command. This is a prerequisite. Sheesh, my Lord. Let me go back to what Niall said a few months ago. He said, tongues is his first language. And I received that as well. Tongues is my first heavenly language in the name of Jesus. Praise God. Come on, you can celebrate some tongues right now. Prayer and fasting is a prerequisite for a deeper, intimate relationship with God. And then the third one, as we were ministering just before this, to know God in a deeper way is ministering unto God, ministering unto the Father. You see, the Bible says in Luke 5:16 that Jesus often withdrew. He often disconnected himself from the crowds, even though there were many crowds following him. Are you so caught up by the crowds that are following you on Instagram? Are you so caught up by the crowds, your OnlyFans? Are you so caught up by people following you that you miss Jesus, that you miss God, that you miss ministering at his feet, that you miss those moments of intimate fellowship where you say, you know what, Lord, all I want to do is know you. All I want to do is encounter your presence. All I want to do is experience your love. Culture will get you to do things. Culture will get you to conform. But you see, I need you to recognize this today, and I want you to write this down. Only transformed people can change a conformed world. How do you transform your mind? How do you renew your mind? By the word of God. The Bible tells us to not be conformed to the patterns of this world, but to be transformed by the renewing. You see, that word was the renewed. Then I would understand. I can read the word, the Bible once, because then it's renewed, it's finished. And I just renew it once. Like when my driver's license expires, I go back after 5 years and I renew my license for the next 5 years. And then I'll get back into the word. The Bible says this, interesting enough, that it's a continuum. The Bible says this, renewing of the mind. That means it's a perpetual state of renewal. Every day I get up, Lord, what is your word saying? Let me renew my mind by your word so that I do not conform to culture. You see, if you're a casual Christian, you'll be a casualty. Casual Christians become casualties in this hour because there's a true devil out there that's looking to devour. He's looking to take you out and will use and do anything and everything in his power to get you to go back to who you once were. But you see, when you know that you know, if you know, you know, This is what God's word said about me, says about me. That I am victorious. That I can live in this reality. See, knowing God will do three things for you. Write these down. Knowing God will do three things for you. Knowing God will do three things for you. Think about Jesus in the Garden of Gethsemane. He says, you know what? Lord, this cup, would you just let it pass? But he says this, nevertheless, not my will, your will be done. See, when you know God, you know that there's a greater purpose to the pain that you may be going through right now. When you know God, you know that all things, catch this, the Bible says in Romans 8:28, that God causes what things? All things to work together for those who love Him and are called according to His purposes. Shout, if you know, you know. See, Romans 8:28 says it very beautifully, because when you know that all things work together for your good, you know how the story ends. Even though there's pain right now, there's purpose in my pain, and He causes all things to work together for my good. Knowing God will do three things for you. Write these down. The first one is this, exploits. Write them down, exploits. Daniel 11:32, we know this text so well. The Bible says this, those who do wickedly against the covenant of God shall be corrupted with flattery. But the people who know their God shall be strong and carry out great exploits. Are there any people that know their God in this place? Are there any people that know God in the comment section right now? Are there any people that know God? You see, Elijah had to know God or else he'd have been dead. David had to know God or else he'd have been dead. Jesus had to know God or else he would have never been raised from the dead. Think about that for a second. Even Jesus had to often withdraw. Even Jesus had to get to a place of humbly submitting himself to the will of the Father to recognize who he truly is. Even Jesus. The first one, knowing God will do three things for you. The second one is this, is divine exemption. Write that down. Exemption. Exemption. What does that mean? You will be supernaturally exempted. When everyone else is going down, I keep on going up. When men say there's a casting down, then I shall say from my lips, there's a lifting up. When everybody's saying, but look at what's happening over there. Look what's happening in the world. None of these things move me. I move because I know that I know. I'm moved by the word of God. Psalm chapter 25 verse 14, the Bible says this. And it's such a beautiful text because it ministers to me every time I read this. Write the scripture down so you can go back to it again. There's a private place reserved for the lovers of God. In other words, there's a place where you get to meet God, where you get to know God, where you get to experience and encounter His love. There's a private place for the lovers of God where they sit near Him and receive the revelation secrets of His promises. You know what those revelation secrets do? They give you divine exemption. Exemption by revelation. And that exemption, catch this, people will not understand it. They will judge you for it. Why are you not struggling like how we're struggling? Why are you not going backwards like how everybody else is going backwards? Why are you not jobless? Why are you not poor? Why are you not failing? I have divine exemption because I've been at the feet of Jesus. I know that my God says that I have the mind of Christ, that I'm not depression, that I'm not anxiety, that I'm not the diagnosis the doctor has given me. I know that I know. The third thing knowing God will do for you is this, is execution. 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 There's three E's, exploits, exemption, and execution. Let me give you this last one. You will not go if you do not know. You will not go if you do not know. You see, we receive divine instructions from God. Jesus' last command is our first priority in this hour. What does it say? Go ye therefore into all the world and preach the gospel. Those that are baptized shall be saved, and these signs shall follow them that believe. You cannot believe if you cannot know, you cannot believe if you don't know. And you will not go if you do not know. And that's why the execution of the will of God, three things of knowing God, that execution has to be effective and it has to be intentional and it has to be cultivated deliberately. In other words, every single day, I choose to look at what the word says that I should do and I do it. I don't negotiate it. You see, a suggestion can be negotiated. Who of you have ever negotiated a price on something before? I can sell ice to an Eskimo. Let me put my hand up, by the way. I can do that very well. So you've negotiated something before. That is a suggested price. In other words, it's negotiable. A command is not negotiable. It is the end all and be all. This is what it is, and that settles it.